I'll get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Today is February 22nd, National Margarita Day. But celebrate responsibly, or tomorrow will be National Ow My Head. Why is it so bright in here? Shh, too loud. Where are my pants? I swear that this is the last time I'll celebrate Margarita Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It ain't.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Judge Merrick Garland, whose nomination to the Supreme Court was blocked in 2016, will face a Senate committee shortly for his confirmation hearing to be Attorney General. Senator Marsha Blackburn, among those questioning him, has concerns about big tech.
I have had the opportunity to visit already with Judge Garland and talk with him about some of these issues, and he understands the frustration that the American people have.
The Republican from Tennessee on Fox Business. And there's help for small businesses in reforms introduced by the White House.
Mom and pop shops will be able to apply for forgivable loans this week without competition from larger businesses. The Biden administration is giving companies with fewer than 20 employees a special two-week period to sign up for the loans through the Paycheck Protection Program.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, the first guy to change someone's mind on Facebook.
First guy to change someone's mind on Facebook.
You're the only one with common sense. The same common sense that made you think it made sense to open Facebook and argue with faceless strangers in your undies.
You even posted a link from Snopes.
Refresh again to see if they responded.
You get nowhere arguing with crazies, yeah.
So the next time you are in a heated chat with Aunt Dawn, remember, if you convert her opinions, that would be rarer than a Bigfoot sighting or finding a sane person who hunts Bigfoot. You would be the first guy to change someone's mind on Facebook. A real American hero.
First guy to change someone's mind on Facebook.
And Don just unfriended you.
I love that. That was kind of clever. Hey, we've had a fairly busy Monday morning phone, and a lot of folks have qualified for an end-of-the-week grand drawing that grand prize drawing that includes the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. One of the things that makes life easier is knowing where exactly to take your car whenever it needs basic services, repairs, or tires. You can do all three at any of the three Don Duncan locations. Top-notch certified technicians. If your check engine light comes on, it never tells you why. It just says check engine.
Could and that be looks anything. Pretty important.
They have state-of-the-art diagnostics at all three locations that will give you an immediate read on what that is. They do work with those automobile repair insurance policies that are out there. And every tire they sell is wholesale price because Don took him about a year, but he established direct relationships with all the major tire manufacturers. So whatever it is you like, and oftentimes they'll have overstocks on certain brand, you can do better than wholesale. And when they quote a price, it includes installation. Serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and downtown, close to your job, you work downtown. Visit Don Duncan at 408 Madison.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
We've had a band of showers that moved through this morning. That band is now east of us, but there are more showers out there in the western counties along the actual front itself. It's not much of a cold front. In fact, the air is mild behind it. But, yeah, risk of a shower or two, mainly this morning. Improvement this afternoon. High today, mid-60s. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, nearly perfect. Listen to this. Sunshine, upper 60s on Tuesday. Sunshine, low 70s on Wednesday. Boy, oh boy. Nice for late February in this part of the world or anywhere. And a risk of a few spotty showers, perhaps, by late Thursday. High 70 and a couple of showers around Friday and Saturday. But very spring-like weather this week. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, 56 degrees, 807.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
Breakfast is served.
What is that?
It's margarita. Ooh, is that what they're serving for breakfast?
Here, have a margarita.
And what's in that?
Tequila, Cointreau, lime juice, ice, kosher salt.
I don't start drinking this early.
Hey, it's got to be 5 somewhere, right?
It's National Margarita Day today.
It's showtime.
Well, this is the point today where we see Rich off. He's off to visit the doctor.
It's the annual physical, and the doctor gets to poke and prod me. And,
what,
you know,
general area of town is your doctor's office located?
Oh, it's real near me.
Okay, so
there.
Southeast Montgomery?
Yeah.
So if you're in that area, Southeast Montgomery, and you hear this sound sometime around 9 or give or take a few minutes, that'll be Rich.
We'll pray for you.
But the thing is, I've had to fast, and I've been up since 1, and I'm starved.
My doctor stopped making us do that a while
back.
I don't know why the change, but I don't envy you, because that is, especially, your day starts at 1.
Yeah.
So you've been up.
My stomach.
Yeah.
It's wondering what's going on.
But tomorrow we'll make up for it with delicious meatball subs.
Meatball sub tomorrow morning. I'll be here for that. In fact, I wish I had one right now.
In fact, you won't be able to see the meatball in the sub underneath all the melted mozzarella cheese. That's kind of a little shake of Parmesan.
All right.
I'm excited.
Let me go do this.
It's the only thing I do that excites Jesse.
Go do it.
I mean, as far as the food is concerned. But include in the meatball is the ground chuck we purchased yesterday. Because ground chuck just adds an extra bam, as Emeril the gas bag would say, to any recipe involving meat, meatloaf, and so forth.
Bye,
guys.
Yeah.
All right, now that he's gone, we can say what we really want to. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Do you know off the top of your head a movie about a warship that sails into a cloud and ends up being in a position to prevent the attack on Pearl Harbor? It's not that old.
What is that?
Roz was telling me about it yesterday, and I can't remember the name of it. I texted her.
It's not the Manhattan Project.
No.
What is that?
Martin Sheen is in it, from what I understand. There's a few no names, you know.
It's so familiar to me.
If he's in it, I'm thinking it's an 80s movie.
This says The Final Countdown.
Or as we call it here, the 80s, the pre-Jesse linear.
Do you know that was 40 years ago?
No.
This is
don't know that. Don't
I'm getting The Final Countdown.
So hold it. We have listeners calling. I'll bet one of them knows.
Final Countdown.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Tim, great. That movie we talked about on the radio just now is about the USS Nimitz. It's an aircraft carrier. Shut up, sweetie. It's all love.
I think it's The Final Countdown, because that talks about it. The Final Countdown is a 1980 American alternate history science fiction war film about a aircraft carrier that travels through time to the day before December 7th.
Oh.
Right, right. Yeah, the guy was, it starts off with the modern day, and some dog jumps out of the limo, and the guy's a multi-billionaire. And he's the guy, him and his wife are eventually stranded on a tropical island because she was shot, her boat that she was on with a senator at the time, pre-World War II, was strafed by a Japanese Zero fighter pilot, and they rescued him, and it was pretty good. Anyway, it was the USS Nemesis, the aircraft carrier, and they had the ability to win World War II, but you know they didn't. They wound up, electrical storm took them back into the modern day and things. It was pretty interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, it is the Final Countdown. I just Mrs. Rutabaga just heard a ding go off.
All right, well, y'all take care.
Thanks. I just wonder. Is it good? This may be our next movie afternoon.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, it's Final Countdown. Did somebody else guess that already?
Yeah, they...
It wasn't really a contest, but I was just trying to figure out the title. But what was your... Have you seen it?
Yes, sir. Saw it in 1981 up in Great Lakes, Illinois.
Wow, 81?
Yes, sir.
It is 40 years old, as Jesse
was. Uh-huh.
Man, I was only a teenager then. Well, I acted like one, so...
Kirk Douglas, Martin Sheen, Catherine Ross. Ron O'Neill, and Charles Durning.
Charles Durning, who I saw in a Broadway show, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Mm.
All right, thank you so much for the info, buddy. We appreciate it. Let's see if this is what East is referring to.
Hey, East.
Yeah, you're right on. And Kirk Douglas was my favorite naval captain in that, man. That was great. I mean, he was going to deploy the F-14 Tomcats to shoot down the Japanese Zeros. That was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it's well worth it. You know, just, what do you call it, Greg? Lip-diddling fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, tune it in.
I think that's the standard, the gold standard for fun, lip-diddling amusement.
There you go. Appreciate it,
buddy.
Have a good week.
Okay. In case you missed it from our ICMYI unit.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Yay. That's better.
Your headphones been bothering you all morning that loud?
No. It just got really loud all of a sudden.
See, that's off of the rusty Aldrich chair.
Yeah. It was fine this morning, and then that was just like, wow.
We did this story a couple of hours ago, and in case you probably heard of it, maybe even seen the video, but is there anything more electrifying than looking out the window of your jumbo jet and seeing one of the two engines, basically most of the outside components missing, and what's left totally on fire? This is the Mayday call from that jet to Denver's airport.
Mayday, Mayday, United 328 Heavy, Mayday, Mayday aircraft. Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft. Just experienced a engine failure, need a turn immediately.
There's a big boom, the kind of sound you don't want to hear when you're on an airplane. And I instantly put my shade up, and I was pretty frightened to see that the engine on my side was missing.
My wife and I were sitting inside the house. We heard this big bang, and then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash. This object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window, trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Great pilots got the plane on the ground. And you know what? You have to give credit to the aircraft for surviving an explosion that significantly without losing any, you know, any structural damage that could have made it unflyable back to there. And thankfully, one of the things that worked in that case were the struts that hold the engine to the wing.
Yeah.
Had the explosion or the fire gotten to that part of it, that plane comes down.
I imagine everybody on that flight felt that because that shaking, that because you saw the picture of it. The engine is sitting there shaking on that wing.
Shaking on the wing.
You have to have felt that sitting in the plane regardless.
And totally loaded with flame. And you know that inside that wing, right above all that heat, is a wing full of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So good piloting, an aircraft that was designed well to survive a impact like that. And then God was looking out for everybody else because nobody on the ground was injured by the falling plane debris. That's phenomenal. And that has happened. There have been people hurt by things that have come off airplanes. Most infamously, as Rich mentioned, in the old days, some of those planes would discharge
the bathroom stuff.
And it would come out as a giant ice cake. And if it was falling from 30,000 feet, it would evaporate. You might, most of it would turn to dust or evaporate before it hit the ground. Sometimes that didn't happen. Somebody got one in their living room one day.
Trains do the same thing.
Yes.
Because we were parked at the station somewhere. This was when I was traveling to D.C. as part of a class trip thing. And started spilling out right there. And the guy started banging on that wall on the outside. Like, not here.
I don't know if I think they've changed that now. But I do remember way back, one of my first train rides, you flush the toilet and the little silver panel would come down and you see the tracks whizzing
by. Like, that doesn't happen in the airplane. Like, you don't see the sky when you flush. No. But on a train, you're exactly right. You could hold it down to keep the valve open. And you would see the tracks right underneath.
Yeah. That was, I had no idea they did it that way.
Crazy.
Yes. All right, we're going to have to accomplish this without any help from Rich Thomas. It's time to play
Truth or Baloney.
We have a Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. Here's what we should do.
Okay.
Why don't you talk about Seafood Bistro first?
Happily.
Whet the appetite, and then if anybody wants to play the game, 272-9228, and I will take the call.
And don't forget, while you don't have Rich here, you have plenty of Rich on your... on your system there.
That's right. So if I need him, I can always say, Rich, can you give us some help?
Nope.
Exactly. The Seafood Bistro is going to be open today at 11 a.m. because they are open every day at 11 a.m. 1651 Perry Hill Road, which is just right down the street here from us. And you can go inside, sit down, and enjoy a meal like the crab claws or the gator, the mahi-mahi, the oysters, or the platter of oyster. I don't think they do oysters on the half shell or anything there, but they do fried oysters, things like that. Popcorn shrimp, salmon, tilapia, whitefish.
And all kinds of things.
I thought he was waiting to say something. As well as, now that's on the platters. You can get the combination of platters or just the platter itself. You can get things blackened, fried, grilled if you want to do that. They've got the salads there for the healthier options if you want to do that as well. Find the entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com or on your delivery apps that you've got on your phone. Theseafoodbistro.com, it's The Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
At some point, Rich will hear the snap of the rubber glove.
Not that.
Yes. Is what you must do now. This is either Ike or Mike.
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 It is Mike. What's the first letter of your last name, Mike?
S.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play
Truth or Baloney?
Good.
Yes.
Here's how it works. I'm going to read you a statement. You tell me whether it's truth or baloney. Get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong, and you win a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro. Good deal. All right, so the topic, it's National Margarita Day. And here's your first statement. According to the International Bartenders Association, the official recipe for a margarita contains only 3 ingredients, truth or baloney?
Truth.
Good work. You are halfway to glory.
All right.
Statement 2. A survey last month found margaritas are the most ordered cocktail in the world. A survey last month found that margaritas are the most ordered cocktail in the world. True the baloney?
Baloney.
Nice.
Just like that.
Right out the gate.
Now we can do the rest of these just for funsies, because there's five and two.
Oh, don't drink. I'll try them.
Hey, that's good, man. Here's a statement. The word margarita means daisy in Spanish. True the baloney. Margarita means daisy in Spanish.
Daisy in Spanish. I'd say baloney.
Actually, that's true. Before margaritas, there was a similar drink called the daisy that's made with brandy instead of tequila. Number four, the Texas State Fair has sold deep-fried margaritas before. Texas State Fair, which is known for its deep-frying anything, has sold deep-fried margaritas. True the baloney?
That's baloney.
That's also true.
I was about to say, I'm thinking true on that one.
Debuted in 2012, they mixed in funnel cake batter, fried it, soaked it in more margarita, then served it in a salt-rimmed glass. And then the final one, the world's record for largest margarita ever made was over 10,000 gallons. True the baloney?
Might as well get three in a row, baloney.
It's wrong. It's true, actually. So, you did get three in a row. You did it both ways.
He did it both ways. He got them right off the beginning and then wrong all on the end.
Yeah, but you're still only getting one prize.
Dog. Well, listen, that's a great prize. That's great food.
It is.
Well,
by the way, that record was 10,499 gallons of margarita. A restaurant in California did that back in 2012. It took 4,650 bottles of Cuervo Gold tequila.
Jeez.
8,000 gallons of margarita mix, 50 gallons of lime mix, and 20 gallons of Cointreau liqueur. You know what that is, Cointreau? Mm-hmm. You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
And it made 134,000 drinks. Wow. Hang on, are a winner.
You're a winner.
Coming up next, we got stupid news, and there's plenty of it. At 8:22, let's see how it goes.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy around the boulevard now. We've got congestion Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway, Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive. A lot of incoming traffic there, as well as East Boulevard at I-85. Other than that, light to moderate. No accidents reported in the Montgomery area right now. Buckle up. Be safe out there this morning. We will keep you updated. If you're looking for a Toyota Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. They've got an incredible selection right now. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest after a body was found Friday afternoon. Police say 49-year-old Terry DeGruz was found in the 2400 block of Highland Avenue. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say 46-year-old David Rabin is now charged with murder in the case. We now know the name of one of the two pilots who died in a training jet crash Friday night in Montgomery. The U.S. Air Force identifies the instructor pilot as 24-year-old Scott Ames Jr. of Indiana. The second victim is a student from the Japanese Air Self-Defense Force. Their name has not been released. And state health officials say last week's winter weather delayed COVID-19 vaccination efforts across the state. State health officials say they've rescheduled appointments and the delayed vaccine shipments arrived a few days late. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or BoGoodson@charter.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
825, we promised this earlier.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 only.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
I don't have an Amazon Echo, but I do have a feature that will, anytime I'm telling one of my long, boring stories, it goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was with Styx, and we were staying at the Continental Riot House in L.A., and we took the elevator up to the 9th floor,
because
that's how tall it was. And we wanted to see the damage that was done by Led Zeppelin because they had stayed there a week before and made national news and, because they had brought motorcycles up there and there were tire tracks on the wall.
How did they get motorcycles into the hotel?
I was watching Breaking the Band on Reels and they actually showed the hotel, which we stayed at several times. It was the place where bands went. I guess when you're Led Zeppelin, you just bring them in. Who's going to stop you? It cost them almost $250,000 to repair that entire floor.
Ooh.
Hey, and if you think that's stupid,
it's time. It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. I am not making this up. Federal agents in Ohio intercepted a shipment of cornflakes that were frosted with $2.8 million worth of cocaine.
Kellogg's and the drug cartel from South America bring you the newest breakfast cereal. It's cocaine-coated cornflakes. Nothing gets you going in the morning like a big bowl of white powder-coated cornflakes. Sure, they're loaded with sugar, but they're also sprinkled with nose candy, snow, dust, flakes, speedball, cocaine-coated cornflakes.
They're great! Now, say hello to my little friend.
Get yours today from Customs and Border Protection as part of this complete drug bust.
We may have mentioned this story on Friday. A couple of women in Florida who were caught trying to get the vaccine even though they weren't old enough to be in the line in which they were waiting. One was 44, the other 34. We have audio of the police chastising them for trespassing them. In fact, they got a ticket for that. And shaming them pretty severely.
You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you. And now you're not going to get your second one. And we're not even sure if they're going to press charges against you and take you to jail right now.
This is a trespass warning.
You're not allowed to be here no more.
I would never be around.
It's ridiculous that you're here right now.
I got to play this next one more time, too. It's the school board in a Northern California school district that didn't realize that they were on a live Zoom call while they were mocking parents who were eager to have, quote, their babysitters back in the classroom. All have resigned.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Laura Lanier, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Uh-oh. We have the meeting open to the public right now.
That's what
Laura just said.
Great.
They all resigned.
Fact that, okay, here's a school board that's now resigned, obviously, that should have not even been there to begin with, because if you can't find any other word than the F-bomb to state how you feel about something, you're uneducated anyway. Sorry. That's just how I feel about that. If that's a word you have to use every other word to complete a sentence, no.
It's worse than that to me is the smug arrogance. And if you think that this school board is an isolated incident they're not. This is
going on all around the world.
That infects the political class all too often. Are they all bad? No, of course not. But I think it's a lot more common than we realize. And all of that genius.
I think they get one of my Morning Maroon nominees. I'm not going to lie. I really do.
It's possible.
That's just stupid with a capital S.
We may yet honor them. We won't know that, though, for about 15, 20 minutes.
Well, don't tell me that. I'm excited about our Morning Maroons.
All of that cutting edge humor brought to you by Lewis Lawn. See what I did there?
Cutting edge.
Yeah. Got it.
By the way, if you want to edge your own lawn, use products from Lewis Lawn. Support a great local business that employs local people, and every dime you spend there stays in our local economy. They carry all the great brands, Echo, Exmark, Walker, Toro, and more, and a product line that's been very popular for people who don't like to use gasoline-powered products. The Eagle product line, battery-chargeable edgers, trimmers, mowers, both push and self-propel. That can get everything done on one charge. You just take it off its charging station and hit the on button. And it zooms to life and you're ready to go. And like everything else you buy at Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there for service. They're open till 4 p.m., 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They have a double showroom now so they could bring people the new tractor-sized mowers that they offer at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191, Chad Sasser and Haley and TJ and that great team. We'll look forward to seeing you at Lewis Lawn.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Motors annual warehouse sale February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery. February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Kim and Kanye are officially divorcing. The couple asked for privacy during this painful time. Well, Kanye did. Kim, on the other hand, will star in a modest six-part e-docuseries, I'm Single Again. Like mother, like daughter. Federal agents in Cincinnati seized $2.8 million worth of cocaine-coated frosted flakes. In related news, Charlie Sheen won't have breakfast this week. And officials say the Texas power grid was seconds away from a total collapse. Fortunately, residents of Dallas are used to epic collapses thanks to the Cowboys. This is not headline news.
By the way, David Blackman, our regular Tuesday guest, he may be joining us this afternoon because he's an energy expert based in Dallas. He was without power all of last week. And he's got the scoop on why that grid failed. And as usual, the media, in its never-ending effort to twist things, said the reason Texas's power grid failed is they were in such a hurry to be energy independent. It's not true. It's another media lie. And he can explain that in terms that we'll all understand better than I can, but that's something we'll be dealing with on Happy Hour. In the meantime, we are in for some climate change here, and we welcome it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The week ahead will be more spring-like than winter-like, and that's good news. Today, risk of scattered showers mainly during the morning hours. I think we'll see some gradual improvement by later on in the afternoon. High temperature today up to about 64, so a mild day today. Mostly clear, chilly tonight, overnight low 36. Tomorrow and Wednesday, two beautiful late February days with lots of sunshine. Warming trend continues. 67 Tuesday, near 70 Wednesday. Chance of showers on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic looking good all over the area this morning. We don't have any accidents to report at this time. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. We are busy on the Northeast Boulevard, got some congestion at Wetumpka Highway, and we're a little busy on Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Other than that, not really much out there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Chico's Auto Pros has everything your car needs, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Chico's Auto Pros, Atlanta Highway, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The aforementioned Morning Maroons will be coming up in a moment.
Yay!
A survey was done on what people would be willing to give up to travel again.
Our survey said
48% would quit their job. Like, are jobs that plentiful? And 38% said they'd give up sex for a year.
What a sacrifice.
And one in five said they would break up with their significant other. That's just nuts. I mean, you can travel.
Yeah, exactly.
The plane that had the exploding engine last night.
Was headed to Hawaii.
And it had 251 people on it. Although I got to admit, the idea of having to wear a mask for more than an hour on a plane has zero appeal to me. The main thing that drives us to be a good friend is pure jealousy. That may be a TV topic.
Ooh.
It gets into why that's the case.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to put this. Let me run a brief disclaimer first so nobody is shocked.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
But a 50-year-old woman searching Google Maps, Google Earth, found an obscure island that's shaped like a giant
wang.
That's exciting.
This great explorer, it's been a while since we've had a Ponce de Leon. Anyway, the woman, Jolene Voltaggio, Jolene, looking for a
wang.
That doesn't rhyme. Sterling Heights, Michigan. How do you find anything that hasn't been found already or mapped on this planet? It's in the Trinity Islands off the coast of a French territory called New Caledonia. That's 750 miles east of Australia. So they should name it something appropriate for
that. What they gonna name it?
I don't know. The Isle of...
Bang!
It is 842... I didn't get a chance over the weekend, but I need to soon. I need to also find out about our new studio counter to see how high it is, because my stick that I'm going to use to pick out a new chair for the studio, it has to be, but that's for this studio. We could be in the new one, what, in a month? A year?
There you go.
Yeah, somewhere between a month and a year.
I really don't know. I honestly don't know.
I want to get the minimum altitude off the ground for the seat, and then one that can pump up. I'm sure they have that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's hydraulics or however it works, but the place to get that or any kind of furniture is Kaiser. 65,000 square feet of choices, everything marked down up to 50% for immediate delivery and for consultation on decor, color, or just to find the choices in the category in which you're shopping, budget-wise and so forth. Cheryl Pitts, Dale Thornell, and Stella, the Mount Rushmore of furniture experts here in the River Region. Tax-wise, you pay 8.25 and not 10 because they're just past Montgomery at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, open Monday through Saturday. When you visit Kaiser Fine Furniture, tell them you heard about them here. Or browse online at shopkaiser.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams Drug Store and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Why do we choose Chappie's Deli? Great customer service and JT Pays.
And of course, the delicious food, Leanne, and a huge menu full of my favorites. Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Riverside Chevrolet on 231 in Wetumpka for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
I wonder why musicians start off with 1, 2, 3, 4, but dancers go 5, 6, 7, 8.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
All right, welcome to News Talk 93.1 FM at 8:47. Let's bring in he's our climate czar now, who over the weekend said our planet has only 9 more years to live, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. It's been here a billion years, and it's just going to go away in the right. We have had a lot of stupidity featured on the show. Above and beyond my content. Here's a guy who faked a kidnapping, 19-year-old Robin Sewells in Coolidge, Arizona. Police found him near a water tower with his hands tied behind his back and a bandana stuffed in his mouth. He told police he'd been kidnapped by two men in masks who knocked him out.
Play. He informed us that he was hit in the head and stuffed in a car in front of his home. After we showed him all the information, he informed us that he at first stuffed a bandana in his mouth, and afterwards he took off his own belt and bound his hands, laid on the ground and scooted out near the side of the road where somebody could see him and waited. He admitted that he fabricated the story.
Wow.
Because he didn't want to go to work.
Because he didn't want to go to work.
And now he's facing multiplicity of charges.
That's a hell of a... That's a long way to go.
Yeah.
To get
like
out
Michael
of
Michael McDonald once said, I've got such a long way to go. All right, here's a couple. We go to guess what state?
Florida.
Florida.
Where a couple were caught trying to steal a bunch of meat and seafood by shoving it down his pants.
They're inside paying for some groceries, but they have a bunch of stuff put inside of the lady's purse, like the crab legs and everything.
What do you think you're doing? They must think that they're invisible. I don't know. Take whatever's out of your pants that doesn't belong to you and put it back. Or go pay for it.
I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in crab legs that have been sitting next to somebody's
garage. I was going to say, don't put it back. Oh, God, no.
Yeah. And then finally, we have this guy, a game show contestant in Iceland who had a temper tantrum and destroyed part of the set after losing.
Ooh.
He flipped this podium. I didn't know Iceland had the...
Here, I have the video.
Oh.
Here's the video. Oh, there he goes.
Wow.
Ooh. It looks like he went to go hit the other person.
Get your batur.
Get
the husker do. So who's the dumbest of the dumb in this group?
The guy that faked the thing.
Yeah,
that's an extraordinary length to go to show just how stupid you are. So he gets it, hands not down, but tied behind his back.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Occasions pop up year-round, sometimes at the last minute because you forgot or you intended to go shopping sooner than you did. Brian Jewelry is the place to go to find the perfect gift for somebody, because they're the people with, well, over 7 decades of experience, over 3 generations, who know how to take care of customers who are just stuck at zero when it comes to ideas. They calm you down, they ask you about the person you're shopping for, and make suggestions based on the probative information they're able to retrieve from you. They can custom make something there, so if you have an idea, and you can even build a watch there for something, just go there. You don't have to hire a graphic designer. Just go there and let them put it together for you, custom made. Ultimately, whenever you give a gift of jewelry, you want to show that some thought was put in it and you just didn't throw money down on something just to have a gift. Also home to the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases. As I mentioned, you can build a watch and they have all the gemstones and a very educational website at brianjewelry.com. The first lesson you need to learn, though, is that they have a club. Sign up for it, and you'll get a $100 voucher good towards your first purchase of $200 or more. So you'll save money on purchase number one at Brian Jewelry. Excellence for 7 decades, 7078 East Main in Prattville, and again at brianjewelry.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Light to moderate all over the city. We don't have any problems anywhere. Our most congested place right now, Northeast Boulevard, from around Ware's Ferry Road up to Amy's Antiques. Other than that, I mean, things are looking really good. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244. 10,000 dollar bid, 10 bid, 90 the bid.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great financing and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
February 22nd is National Walking the Dog Day.
Do you want to go for a walk?
Walk 'em like a dog. Walk 'em like a dog, sis. Walk 'em like a dog.
I'm just a walking my dog.
Do you want to go for a walk?
You want to go for a walk?
And yes, I will be out later with Mange Stemweeney and Mr. Gub 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 Gub.
Yay.
That's why, and Chase has already been out multiple times today. This afternoon, markets started off sharply down at the news that I had opened an investment
You got into the stock market and it tanked.
With Brant McDonald.
Griggs here, everybody, run.
Well, the only problem is I won't tell you what I'm in because that would absolutely doom it. But Brant McDonald will be with us this afternoon at the end of the day to explain what happens on Wall Street and how it affects your money. Lots of big political news coming throughout the day. And we'll have all of that. And, Jay, a week from today, we'll be able to watch some spring training baseball.
Nice.
So there's some things to
look forward to.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to the nice weather that is coming after the little rain showers move on through.
Yep.
And
warmer weather.
It's going to be great weather, beautiful out. Everybody go outside. Do something outside. I know, Jay, you said you worked outside the house this weekend,
Good Lord, didn't you?
He's paying for it today.
I spent 3.5 hours on a horse yesterday, 2 horses actually, and had a good time. Actually enjoyed getting to go chase a few cans and do some practice runs and just have a good afternoon.
Well, I was on my telly, and I realized I had one great thought yesterday because I wrote a magazine column about going back to this 15th childhood activity. And I said, I'm glad that I have a bike that doesn't have a seat that feels like a suppository. And on that note, we will leave you room, because you know who is next, friends.
Joey.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing, or past history, or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week, so come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did. And